is your hero? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bruce Peabody, professor of political science at Fairleigh Dickinson University, explains what heroism teaches us about the divide between elite and public opinion.
Heroes seem to be everywhere in American society. We can find them in the 2016 presidential campaign, in blockbuster movies like The Avengers, and in debates about increasing mental health and other services to U.S. veterans. But our recent research shows that journalists and politicians are drawn to hero talk much more than the general public. Presidential references to heroes increased dramatically after the 1970s, when officials singled out allegedly heroic individuals to advance policy goals and bolster declining political trust. Media references to heroes follow a similar arc. And how about we the people? Public opinion polling shows that ordinary citizens aren't eager to designate people as heroes, and generally insist that heroism is only achievable by a few. Our research focus groups confirm the sense that heroism requires high standards of valor, assuming great risk, and standing for a cause larger than oneself. The different ways in which elites and the mass public talk about heroes is important for two major reasons. First, it's another indication of the lingering divide between Americans and some of their leading institutions. Second, the gap in how regular people, journalists, and elected officials use heroes tells us that we may have lost what has historically been an important tool for getting people to contribute to difficult causes, such as war or economic sacrifice. Thanks to news coverage and political rhetoric, we're awash in hero talk, but it's not obvious the public is listening.
That was Bruce Peabody of Fairleigh Dickinson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.